sorry, it's kind of a gross car because it's like it's not my regular car. My regular car is the shop. So anyway, oh, maybe I should run it to the air. I was sitting in here waiting for you, and then I turned it off, and then I got hot, and then I was like, then I got out, and I'm like, let me look for her. Anyway, so before we start, let me just get some basic information. So I know it's Jennifer, mm-hmm. and then what's your last name? And your date of birth? And your address? Lexington Drive, and you said you live in Ventura?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the zip there?
93003.
And I've got your phone number, which is your cell phone, mm-hmm. which is the best way to reach you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you know your driver's license number? Okay, so I had called you on the phone and explained that I know that you had called into, well, you must have called 911. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Okay. You called 911 to report something this morning, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's how we got your phone number and figured out that you were one of the people that saw this man walking down mm-hmm. the road. So can you start for me from the beginning? About what time was that?
I think it was like 5:35, 5:40.
Okay, because you were heading to work?
Mm-hmm.
And what time do you have to be at work?
6.
Okay. So about 5:35 to 5:40 this morning, and you were driving, you tell me, where were you?
Northbound on the 33.
Okay, northbound.
I was coming up to Rancho Enzera. It's uh-huh. like a big red barn.
Okay.
On the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed a man walking on the side. On my side,
on that, if you were going north, it would have been on the east side of the road.
Yeah.
You were going north into Ojai.
Yeah, and
so
he was on the same side.
The east side of the road, okay.
And that's not, you know, abnormal because people do that.
Was he walking on the side of the road or in the street?
A little bit more in the street.
Okay.
So I was going to move out of the way. However, I slowed down. And he saw me slow down. We made, I'm assuming, eye contact. And he decided to then turn and come straight towards my car.
Mm-hmm. So like as he's coming towards the hood of your car?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he started running towards my car.
Running, okay.
Yeah. And that's when I swerved out and I actually went into oncoming traffic.
Okay.
And there was another vehicle coming, so they had to swerve out of the way. And then I looked, and he was still following my car, and he kind of ran maybe 15 feet after me, and at that point, I turned the corner and called.
So in other words, so I have this straight. So he's walking northbound like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he gets in front of your car and starts running towards your car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have
and
to
I
swerve.
I slowed down at this point.
When you slowed, well, how fast were you going before that happened?
Like 50. It's not very fast area.
50. Okay. Yeah. And then as you see him, kind of like, okay, he's in the
I
street.
I slowed to probably maybe like 45.
Okay.
40.
And is that how fast you were going when you swerved to go
mm-hmm.
around? Okay. And when you swerved to go around, did you slow down then, or were you still going about 45?
I was slowing down to almost a stop at that point because I was like, what just happened?
Okay.
But then when I looked and I saw him still, like...
You looked in your mirror?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I saw him still, like, right behind the car, like, kind of moving, like, running back towards me. I was like, nope. And I kept driving.
Okay. So he literally, you swerved, went around him, and he literally was going to turn around and run after your car.
Yeah.
Okay. Did he touch your car at any time?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so he didn't like hit your car with
no.
his fist or anything like that. Okay, can you describe him for me?
Yeah, he was tall, probably at least 6 feet, long blonde hair. He was wearing a red shirt, brown khaki pants, and brown work boots. He was white. I couldn't see his eyes. He might have had facial hair, but.
Did you make eye contact with him? You said you made eye contact.
Oh, yeah. There was, like, a weird feeling that I got where I was like, this dude doesn't want to live at this moment because it felt like he was trying to commit suicide by my car. It was just not that kind of, like, it was... Okay. Did not feel good at all.
Okay.
He was also unsteady. His gait was very wobbly, so I'm not sure, but...
Okay, so you didn't know, you couldn't tell if he had been drinking or if he was on drugs or...
Something, but okay. He moved quickly, surprisingly, for how unsteady he was.
Okay. But there was just something about him that you just knew that something
wasn't right. It did not feel right, yeah. Because okay. If I would have stopped to, like, see if he was okay, I could have been carjacked, he could have... I was just not about it.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you didn't stop. That could have been.
I have a feeling I know what this is about because my coworker came to me afterwards and she was like, somebody was shot. And I was like, oh, okay. Fun. And she was like, I think it was the guy that you were telling me. So I was like, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you were, like I said, you weren't the only person that called in.
Okay.
And, you know, he's walking down the side of the road. And so when you saw him, he had the red shirt on, the khaki pants.
My coworker came about 10 minutes after me and she said that she saw a dude walking, but he had no shirt on.
Okay. So she was about 10 minutes behind you coming to work?
Yeah. And, okay. But she saw him closer to, almost to the market.
Okay. Where it used to be called Dal's Market.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called now. Oh, so she saw him over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
She said at that point, though, that he didn't have a shirt on.
Okay.
I was like, weird.
What is your coworker's name?
Marissa.
Do you know her last name?
Information, too.
Okay, cool. Can I get that?
Yeah. Her phone number is 805.
Did she witness anything?
She said he was just walking in the street.
In the street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with no shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's about it,
But way over there by the market.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys both have to be at work at 6, so this would have been...
Yeah, she was late, though, so...
Oh. Okay. You said between 5:35 and 5:40,
mm-hmm.
so, and she was 10 minutes behind you, so... Probably, yeah, about around 10 to 6, or around close to 6,
yeah.
that she was in that area by the market. Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of that you might think is important or useful about anything that you witnessed with his behavior or anything like that?
I mean, there's a lot of things I felt about his behavior, but those are all judgments I'm making, personal calls. Like,
that's okay.
I just
what
don't feel... I don't know. I don't think this dude was, like... While he might have been... under the influence of something, I think more than anything he was like mentally unstable, and it honestly felt like he saw me as an opportunity to like take his life. And that's a very strange thing to say, but like, I mean, that's what I work in the mental health industry, and so I see those like weird snaps all the time in like my clients. And so there was just something that like, it happened so slow motion that I was like so confused by what was happening. How he like stopped, looked like he made a choice, and then like walked towards my car and started running, and I was like, okay.
And this is as you're going 50 miles an hour.
I had slowed down at that point because I saw, when you see somebody on the side of the, like walking on the side of the road in Ojai, you never really know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I was probably going, like I said, maybe around 40, 45.
But so I understand. So he's way ahead of you as you're driving to come into Ojai, and he turns and he sees a car is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes into the roadway,
mm-hmm.
and then he decides, I'm going to start
running
towards this car.
Running towards me. And it was just very weird slow
motion.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And it was a little unnerving. And that's why I didn't stop afterwards. I was like, I don't really trust the situation. I had no idea what his intentions were.
No, you did the right thing. Don't ever stop for someone like that, because like your instinct was correct. You could have been carjacked, or he could have...
Yeah.
Who knows? He could have killed you.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, I called because I was like, this dude's running in and out of traffic at this point.
No, it's good that you called.
He could have hurt somebody, so...
Okay. When you called 911, I'm sure they did, but like you gave him a description and everything, what he was wearing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, like I said, that's how we got your information, because you called 911, and again, you weren't the only person. There was other people driving up the road. Obviously, your coworker didn't, but she saw him.
Yeah.
So you guys were both able to say, like, hey, we saw this guy walking down the street. By the time she saw him, sounds like, he had already removed his shirt. I know what I was going to ask you. Where do you work? And what is that place?
It's a treatment center for adolescents.
Okay. And it's in Ojai?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sure I can look it up and get the info, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What street is it on, do you know?
Quail Oaks.
Okay. I can't think of anything else. I mean, it sounds like it all happened pretty quick, but then, like you said, kind of slow motion in your mind
as
you're replaying it. But I'm glad that, you know, you weren't injured in any way, and well, he didn't try to take your car or anything like that, mm-hmm. and that you were able to get away. Let me give you one of my cards. Okay, so here's my card.
Mm-hmm.
If anything else comes up, or if you think of something else, and you're like, oh, I forgot to tell this, or something else you think might be important,
mm-hmm.
You can let your coworker know. I probably won't contact her maybe till Monday.
Okay.
Just let her know.
Okay.
I spoke with a detective, and I told her that you saw him walking down the road, too, so
yeah.
We may want to just ask her about that.
Okay.
If she saw any weird behaviors or anything like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe she didn't. Maybe she just saw him walking, and that was it.
Yep.
But you said she saw him walking in the road.
So. Yeah.
That's still concerning that he's still was walking in the road.
Definitely.
Okay, I can't think of anything else. So thank you so much for driving over here and meeting me. I appreciate it. I really do.
No problem.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
You okay?
Yeah. There's just a car there.
Oh, it's okay. I don't care about this car.
You're good.
Bye.